done things like the hardest thing we did. John had built him a little room just a few years before he dropped out in the other end. Well, there wasn't any door in there. So we wanted the door to come into the bedroom. And we didn't know hardly how we was going to manage it, but she believes in doing things, and I do too. So she did the work, and I did her watching her work. But anyway, well, we cut that wall, and it was, it was weatherboarded, and there was old thick planks. Then we put sheetrock on, and with that other old ceiling there. And it had been papered and felted and all, as time had gone on back. Cutting that wall and getting the door, I didn't know whether it'd hang or not, but it does, it hangs perfectly. You can open it back and it'll stay well, you open it. But anyway, well, we got the job done. And we thought the floor was level, hadn't even entered their mind that it's anything else. But there's a right smart, about 4 inches step down. But we managed that all right, too. We have to have some old posts that a long time ago with, before we got the other, had, on the front porch was about a 4-inch post, and cut a tree is what it was, and then kind of dug it out in the middle, kind of make a hexagon out of it and paint them, and they looked pretty good. Well, it's one of those old posts that we happened to have. The others had rotted off, and we destroyed all but just a piece that was just wide enough to make our home. So there's always a way if you want.
But well, you really have had a good deal of energy in that.
Well, yes, but still, that's what I say. I believe God sent her here because she was willing to accept. Now, she was 10 children is what they had, and all of them are living. Her dad just passed away this year, and her mother's still here. She'll be 84 in April.
I see.
And she's active, but still, he was the one that did all the farming. And she didn't, the children, you see, came on and they took care of the other children. Now, she didn't know what it was to do, you might say, hard work, because he assumed that responsibility and did all of it. But I tell you, I think we've been awful fortunate to be able to do those things. Now, God gave me strength to do it. I know He did, or I couldn't have done it, because I went to the farm and John loved to run around if there's any going to do. Well, he's the one who did that, and I did the work.
I see.
And the nearest escape I've had, well, a long time ago, was mowing hay. And had two old mules, and it was about 11:30, nearly time to come to the house. Well, the dinner bell rang, and my line, it had come untied, and it fell down. The mower was still going, but I walked out on that tongue and got the line back, got on in. Of course, the old mules won't come to the house. So we mowed on to the house, made it all right. Well, John's dad was there at that time. It was his aunt that we lived with down there. The old house had gone. And when I told him about what happened, well, it just like scared him. He didn't see the responsibility of it. He thought if I'd fallen off that mower, it cut me all to pieces.
Yeah.
And it just scared him till he couldn't hardly take it. He was a fine man. He got to drinking some, but still he was a wonderful man. He had lots of ideas, and he'd married again and had a big family. But they were all, and his brothers and sisters, John's brothers and sisters, all are just as good to me as they can be. And they take my side of it instead of his. I didn't know whether they'd understand, but they did. And it has made it awful good that I can do that. But if I don't want to do anything but what's right about it, because I think every fella has to answer for his own doings. And it's not just one day, it's every day, every minute of that day. And
that's
the way I feel about it. And so I just, now Mary Catherine was the only child we had, but still, she's been a good girl too. And these two girls were all the girls she had, only children. And one, the dark-haired one, lives in Mississippi, and the other one was here yesterday.